Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to The Vanished ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
After we put the word out that she was missing, then we had a witness finally come forward and say, oh my God, I know that this is what happened, that I know happened, is that he went to this person's house out on Airport Road and he took her at gunpoint from that house. And he actually chased her around the car and hit her with his hand. And then he shoved her into the car and kidnapped her at gunpoint from this location. And that's when we started saying she was abducted.
On the evening of February 7th, 2018, 23-year-old tribal member of the Round Valley Indian Tribes, Khadijah Rose Britton, was visiting a friend. She lived in the small Mendocino County community of Covelo, California. According to a witness, her ex-boyfriend, 37-year-old Niji Fallis, and his new girlfriend, 20-year-old Antonia Bautista Dawson, pulled up in a black Mercedes sedan. Niji was seen carrying a gun, said to be a small Derringer pistol, as he approached the door and demanded that Khadijah come out to speak with him. A physical altercation broke out, and Niji was seen chasing Khadijah around the car, which was being driven by his current girlfriend. He was seen hitting Khadijah before shoving her into the car and speeding away with her in it. The witness didn't come forward right away, and the details are murky. What we do know is Khadijah Britton has never been seen or heard from again. The National Institute of Justice data indicates that of the 2.6 million Native American women in the United States, 84% of these women will experience violence in their lifetime. This number is significantly higher when compared to the general population of the U.S. But Khadijah Britton is more than a statistic. She's a person who was cherished by so many. Her story is important. The whole community has rallied around to find her and to fight for justice. I'm Marissa, and from Wondery, this is episode 144 of The Vanished, Khadijah Rose Britton's story. Covelo is a small community within the Round Indian Valley Reservation in California's northwest. The majority of the reservation lies in Mendocino County, with a small part in Trinity County, covering over 36,000 square miles of land. Around three-quarters of the area is what is referred to as off-reservation trust land. This is land held by the Interior Department, held in trust for the benefit of a Native American tribe or its members. To the east is the Mendocino National Forest, almost a million acres of remote mountains and forest, the only national forest in California without a major paved road into it. Covelo is the only town in the valley, a little settlement of a few hundred homes and about 1,200 residents. Approximately 17%, or just over 200 of these residents, are Native American descendants from the six tribes who were forced into the Round Valley Reservation during the 1860s by settlers. During this time, Native American men, women, and children were slaughtered by settlers. Many women and children were stolen and sold off. Although around 1,000 deaths were recorded, the true tally is of course unknown, and the suffering that followed was immeasurable. In Covelo, it's estimated that almost half of the population lives below the poverty line. Unemployment is high, and work opportunities are scarce. Mendocino County Sheriff's Lieutenant Shannon Barney spoke recently about the high prevalence of substance abuse in the community and the effect that it has, meth and heroin being the most common. This often leads to cycles of domestic violence and other types of abuse when people mask their problems with drugs. We spoke to Khadijah's Aunt Laura for this episode. She told me more about the area where Khadijah lived.
So we live on a Indian reservation in Round Valley. We have one of the largest Indian reservations, mapped land-wise, but we don't even have a stoplight. Our town is so small. We have two gas stations now, and we have Thor. That's very expensive because they're basically the only store in town. And we have two convenience type stores. The school, like the class size, the average class size is probably anywhere from 18 to 30 is the class size. That's how small we are. Usually the graduating class is anywhere from 15 to 22. We have a huge dropout rate. It used to be a logging town, and we had mills and a logging timber industry that was shut down. So there's a lot of unemployment here. And in the wintertime, there's one way in and one way out in the wintertime.
Growing up, Khadijah was known for her love of sports. At school, she was well-liked and a star player on the basketball team. One of Khadijah's little cousins wrote a letter to be included in this episode. Cameron spoke about how Khadijah would always start sports games with the kids at family functions. This is Cameron's letter. Deej was the cousin that never got annoyed with us. I always remember when she would go up to our grandma Claudette's and we would play basketball for hours and hours, until we all had to go inside because it was a birthday party or something. But I'd remember Deej was always there to tell him, "Wait, let's finish this last piece." We didn't finish until dark, but we made lots of memories from it. The next time we came for a party, she was always there to tell us we need to start or finish a game. Deej was the only cousin that when she smiled, it would change everything in the whole room. I remember going to a birthday party and she would be a little late sometimes. She would always have a baseball bat or a basketball. She would tell all the kids and teens, "Let's go play some ball." To be honest, it was funny. When she hit a home run or snap it from the three-point line, the boys who said they were better than us, or that we would lose because we don't know how to play. But once they saw that, I think they got scared. She would always come in with a big smile on her face that would make everyone smile. Everyone always loved seeing it. But what I liked best was she always loved the kids. Khadijah and Niji had dated, but had recently broken up. They had a tumultuous relationship, and he had been known to be physically and emotionally abusive, having threatened her on more than one occasion. He also had a documented history of domestic violence charges. But breaking up and going back to him was not unusual for Khadijah. We know that on average, it takes 7 attempts to leave a domestic violence relationship. We also know that the most dangerous time for a woman who's being abused is when she tries to leave. In the weeks leading up to Khadijah's disappearance, as we will get to in a minute, she had reported an extremely violent beating to the Round Valley Tribal Police. By the time Khadijah's family realized that no one had heard from her, a couple days had passed. At first, they thought she had gone back to Niji, and she didn't want them to get mad. But then, the witness came forward, and they learned that she had been taken from the house at gunpoint. They realized something else. Khadijah had got on the phone to her mom as she was leaving the house that night, and the altercation was starting. Khadijah's Aunt Laura told me more about what happened.
What happened was we didn't really realize she was missing until Saturday is when we finally realized she was missing. But she had called her mom as she was going out the door when he kidnapped her from the friend's house on the second time. And she said, "Mommy, don't answer the door for anybody and lay low." And then she hung up, the phone went dead, or, you know, she lost the call. And when her mom tried to call her back, on the 7th, she tried to call her back and she didn't answer. And her mom's like, "What the heck's going on?" But we still didn't think anything of it. And then on Saturday, we started looking for her around Friday, like, hey, has anyone seen her? Has anyone seen her around? And we thought maybe she was just back with him again and was figured her mom and dad would be mad. And so we didn't really think anything of it. And then on Saturday, it was like, hey, she's missing. And so they reported her missing.
They had a reason to be worried about Khadija. This was not the first time that Niji had taken her against her will. He had kidnapped her before. There was an incident that occurred about 2 to 3 weeks earlier, which led to several charges being filed against Niji, including kidnapping and assault with a deadly weapon.
Around January, he decided he had a new girlfriend, and he didn't want to be with Khadija anymore, so they broke up. But it was a weird relationship. It was kind of like he had as many girlfriends as he wanted, but she was very isolated in this relationship. It was very abusive. Prior to January, I know that as far back as October and November, we were seeing bruises on her, and to the point where people were saying, what is going on? And we were trying to get her to leave him, and she just wouldn't leave him for obvious reasons. But he had a daughter, and she was pretty much like the caretaker of this child. And so we think the reason that she stayed so long in this relationship is basically because of the child. Around January 20th, somewhere in there, he beat her with a hammer after they split up. She went out to her friend's, and he went to that house, and he basically beat her up, took her from there, took her to another location, beat her with a hammer, took her back to the location, and she was able to escape from there. So that was the first kidnapping charges that he was charged with.
We all know there are things in life that you have to compromise on, but when it comes to your health, there's no compromise. So don't settle for that one doctor that isn't really addressing your needs. Instead, check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable. And you can even search by location, availability, and insurance. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're searching for. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 72 hours. That's it. I use this, and you should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/vanished and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/vanished. ZocDoc.com/vanished. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. When you're a parent, you'll have your fair share of big talks with your kids. One of those big talks should involve money, and Greenlight can help with that. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families. You can send your kids instant money transfers, get real-time notifications of spending, manage chores, and automate allowance. I've been using Greenlight with my older two kids for years. One thing that I love about it is that I can set up recurring or one-time chores, customized to my family's needs, and then my kids earn an allowance to reward them for a job well done. Not only does it motivate them to actually get the chores done, but it also teaches them a bit about financial literacy and independence. They're learning to earn, save, and spend wisely. So stop putting off the money talk and start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/vanished. That's greenlight.com/vanished to try Greenlight for free. One more time, that's greenlight.com/vanished. Let's go back a little. According to later court documents, at the end of January, within just a couple weeks of her going missing, Khadija left Niji's home after an argument. She was picked up by a male friend named Felix and taken back to his grandmother's house. Niji appeared at Felix's grandmother's, yelling and swearing at her to get out of the house. In the doorway, he was seen grabbing her by the hair and pulling her out. calling her a whore and screaming that her parents raised a whore. He pulled her towards a white Mustang, where she fell to the ground before being punched in the face and kicked in the chest. He then struck her in the head with what was believed to be a hammer. He said if she didn't get into the car, he was going to kill her. If she got away, he would kill her. At this point, she got herself up off the ground and got into the car. They continued to argue, and Niji turned the car around and went back to confront Felix. Khadija escaped from the car and hid in a neighboring field behind a tree stump until Niji drove away. She then went straight to her father's house and phoned the tribal police for help. Officer Rabano of the tribal police contacted Deputy Logan of the Mendocino County Police, and an investigation began. Niji was picked up the following day and charged. But then something strange happened. Shortly before she went missing, Khadija went to the police and told them that she didn't want to proceed with the charges against Niji. She just walked into the tribal police office and said she wanted to withdraw the charges.
On February 7th, she went into the tribal police office and said that she dropped the charges from the first domestic violence report. And she walked out and said, "I did it, girls. I did it. And that was to his current girlfriend and her twin sister and to her mother. And she disappeared later that night.
What Khadija's family believes happened was that she was coerced into going to the police about the charges. Niji has an extensive criminal history and had too much to lose with these pending charges against him.
We believe that that they were threatening her younger brother, is what we believe happened. And so that way they knew that if she pressed charges, because the suspect has quite an extensive background of criminal history, that we believe he would have went to prison. And so they pretty much made her recant her story by, "Hey, we'll be friends with you again if you do this." Because she was the person that saw her say, "We did it, girls," or "I did it, girls." They said she seemed happy about it, like relieved, or she was trying to look happy about it. But it was basically they wanted her to drop the charges so that he wouldn't go to prison. He had multiple felonies charged on him for the first beating that she pressed charges with in January.
So when Khadija was reported missing by her family, the initial response that they received was, "Oh, she must have gone back to him." But with the knowledge of the first kidnapping incident, her family knew better. They really knew that something was wrong.
And then the sheriff came to town. One of the sheriffs came in. And he said, "Well, she was on her Facebook on Saturday at least 6 to 7 times, but she just logged on really quickly, scrolled through, and then she logged out." And we said, "No, that's not her. She usually will comment about something, or she's on for a longer time." And we realized they were trolling to see if we had noticed she was missing yet. We had to give the cops and tribal police a list of places where she might have been, because the cops still wouldn't take us serious, and they said, "Well, she's probably just back with him, and she's hiding from her mom and dad, and we'll go to these houses, but you guys wait here." And he said that to my two brothers, and one of my sisters. And so we waited, and they still never found her. And then we kept calling Mendocino County, and we kept saying, "She's missing. Why aren't you guys doing anything about it?" And they kept saying, "No, she's not missing. She's just hiding out from her mom and dad." And so finally, at like 4:30 in the morning, we got a hold of Detective Shannon Barney. And I said, "Just give us a press release then. If you won't help us, give us a press release so that we can at least put the news out there ourselves." And so they finally said, "Well, okay, we'll at least do that." After we put the word out that she was missing, then we had a witness finally come forward and say, "Oh my God, I know that this is what happened, that I know happened, is that he went to this person's house out on Airport Road and he took her at gunpoint from that house. And he actually chased her around the car and hit her with his hand. And then he shoved her into the car and kidnapped her at gunpoint from this location." And that's when we started saying she was abducted. And so they started taking us a little more serious, and he is the only suspect at this time, along with possibly his girlfriend, who insists she was with him the whole entire time. So we assume that she was driving the car while he shoved her into the car and kidnapped her. And then there was never any sighting after that night of her in any way, shape, or form. Her phone, as it turned out, she did have a cell phone, but it was like a burner phone. It was a phone that domestic violence had bought for her. So it was like a throwaway phone. So there's no way to check the location or to track it or anything to that effect. And then on the Facebook page that they were logging in on, they were logging in on an Amazon account, so we couldn't even trace IP addresses.
The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office issued a press release and a plea for public assistance. Khadijah was named a missing person who had possibly been abducted and was considered at risk. They announced that they were investigating a domestic violence incident involving an armed subject who they believe may have abducted Khadijah at gunpoint. Niji was wanted for questioning. A further bulletin went out requesting anyone who knew where either Khadijah or Niji were to come forward with information. He was wanted in connection with the first kidnapping. Khadijah's family then set up a Facebook page to help find her and began calling around to all of the local newspapers and TV stations. 10 days after Khadijah went missing, members of the tribal police located and arrested Niji without a fight. He was booked on the following charges: assault with a deadly weapon other than a firearm, kidnapping, inflicting corporal injury on a person with whom he was in a relationship, first-degree burglary, threats to commit a crime resulting in death or great bodily injury, and attempted murder. When Niji was arrested, he was with his current girlfriend, the same woman a witness claims was with him the night he allegedly kidnapped Khadijah. At the time, the press claimed that they were only possibly in a relationship, but we now know that to be true. As the weeks went on, there was still no sign of Khadijah, and Niji wasn't talking. He pleaded not guilty, and by the beginning of June, Mendocino County was forced to drop the felony charges of kidnapping, attempted murder, and assault with a deadly weapon because there was insufficient evidence against him. His bail was then dropped from $400,000 to $35,000. At first, he remained in jail on the felony charges, possession of a gun by a felon, as well as ammunition by a prohibited person. He served that short time and then was released into the community, with a court date set for sometime in the future. A Mendocino County District Attorney spokesperson relayed to the press his frustrations over having to release Fallis. In terms of no body, no victim, he said it was so frustrating because of the sheer amount of time and energy put into it by family, friends, the community, and law enforcement. Khadijah's family was devastated. Not only were they still searching for answers, but the man they all believed had been responsible for Khadijah's disappearance was back out in the community, in their tiny town. Although he was out, the case remained active and open. At that time, police announced that they were planning new searches for Khadijah. In August of this year, Niji's girlfriend, Antonia, was taken into custody following the execution of an arrest warrant issued. Antonia was at the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office substation in Covelo on an unrelated matter when a sheriff's deputy spotted her and executed the warrant. She was booked on felony suspicion of harboring or concealing a wanted felon. She too was soon home, but both Niji and Antonia are facing trial, and it has yet to be announced whether they will be tried together. Frustrated, the family contacted the FBI for help.
And they said, well, we can't help you until the sheriff asks for help. And I don't know if you're familiar with Public Law 280, but under Public Law 280, even though we live on a reservation, the county has jurisdiction. And so we can't call in the FBI because the county has to call in the FBI. So it's still the same thing. The county still has the jurisdiction. The tribal police is doing what they can, but they're very limited. They did do the original detainment of him when he was arrested for the outstanding warrants in February. The tribal police did respond to that first with the county's help, But basically, the county is in charge of the investigation and anything to do with the investigation, which seems like they're not really doing anything at this point. They're just kind of, we'll call the detectives and they won't return calls. They won't answer us. They won't update us. It's like, it's 7 months now since she's been missing, and it's just like it's not a top priority to them, and they don't really care.
Public Law 280 was a federal statute enacted by Congress in 1953. It transferred legal authority on all legal matters carried out on reservations or native title land over to the individual state governments. Prior to this, all matters were handled by tribal authorities or the federal government. Public Law 280 also opened up state courts to civil litigation proceedings that previously had been heard in tribal or federal courts. There are 6 states where this law is mandatory: Alaska, California, Oregon, except Warm Springs, Minnesota, except Red Lake, Wisconsin, and Nebraska, and 10 further states which elected to assume full or partial state jurisdiction. At the moment, it seems like authorities in Khadijah's case have worked together, as they should, but her family feels as though they're not doing enough to actually find her, to put pressure on the only suspect they have and plan targeted searches. The longer time goes on, the less they feel they are likely to get answers.
We've reached out to the Department of Justice. We've reached out to the Attorney General's office. They said they will call them in when they need their resources. And they've called them in for a couple things.
Laura spoke of a few odd things that happened after Khadijah disappeared, things that have been shared with authorities, but it didn't seem as though there was much that could be done about it.
I know that at one point they took custody of the mother's house, the suspect's mother's house, and they did bring in the Department of Justice and the FBI for that to run forensics, and they also brought it in for another couple other houses that they went through. But we don't know what evidence they pulled from there. But at the suspect's house, when she first came up missing, the mother was burning in a burn barrel for 2 days, we believe. She was burning and burning all the stuff. And we kept saying, what is she burning? And so when people asked what she was burning, she said she was burning dogs that had gotten killed. And it's like, why are you burning these dogs in this barrel? But anyway, she was doing that. And then when the cops finally went up to respond to us saying, hey, she's up there acting strangely, she was spraying her house out with a hose. And we don't know why she was spraying her house out with a hose. But then she was also painting her house. And when she was questioned, she said she was just remodeling, which was very convenient.
With the help of Khadijah's family and friends, the reward for information leading to her location is now at $50,000. Rumors started circulating around about where Khadijah was, and her family followed every lead and every rumor, just in case something was true. Could one of these rumors lead to finding her?
They even went so far as to tell us that she was off the road in a cliff breathing her last breath, and of course, our family drove out there and was off the side of the cliff looking for her. She wasn't there. That's how crazy that these people are and what they've done to our family.
Khadijah's father even got stuck in a snowstorm searching for her.
And so we've been following up on every lead, every tip, anything that anybody gives us. And on that day, it was snowing really hard. And living in California, we're not used to, you know, the snow, especially where we live. And so he went up on the hill and they got stuck in the snow. And when he called me, he said, I'm almost waist deep snow and I got to go down to this cabin and look for her. And he said, and Marcus is ahead of me. And I told him, I said, go back to your truck. I'm calling for help. And you need to get out of there. You're going to freeze to death. You're not dressed for that kind of weather. And he said, no, I got to find her. I got to bring her home. I can't. What if she's down there? I got to bring her home. And it was quite an ordeal to get him out of there. And we had to actually send up, I think it was 2 or 3 vehicles up to get them unstuck out of the snow. There's a $50,000 reward for her.
Audible offers thousands of popular favorites, exclusive new series, guided wellness programs, comedy, and exciting new voices in audio. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. The Audible app makes it easy to listen anytime, anywhere, while traveling, working out, walking, doing chores, you decide. I like to listen a little bit each evening while I'm cooking dinner, and it's great for my evening walks too. Recently, I've been listening to Lay Them to Rest by Laura Norton. It's a fantastic audiobook. You don't want to miss it. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/MIA or text MIA to 500-500. That's audible.com/MIA or text MIA to 500-500.
The Vanished is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up after the winter, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. It's a good time to think about the right amount of socializing for you. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you prefer more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. A therapist can help you learn how to set boundaries so you feel empowered to be the best version of yourself. Everyone can benefit from therapy. It's not just for those who've experienced major trauma. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, so it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/vanished today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/vanished.
In mid-September, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office, along with search and rescue volunteers, conducted another search for Khadijah. But that, too, came up empty. The county police have acknowledged that their belief is that Khadijah is no longer alive.
One of the investigators said that they believe that she is gone and that we need to find her body so that they can prosecute. That's what they've told us. And we don't really know what the investigators know. And we are not being told where she's at or where to look. They came up and they did a couple searches. They, at the very beginning, a couple times, and then they came up with over 100 people, and they used drones and a multi-agency task force to look for her. But since then, they haven't really been back. And they tell us, well, when you have a viable lead, then we'll come back. But we're not coming back on a tip. We're not coming back on just because you think you need to actually know where she's at, and we'll come back and look. Until then, don't bother us. Why aren't you helping us? Is it just because she's a Native American girl, woman from Round Valley, that you don't feel that her life is as important as the next person? And the news tells us it's not newsworthy. Our local news tells us that, and we're very isolated. So we've reached out to like every Facebook post that we could find, like missing an Indigenous woman, missing a murdered woman. We've reached out to as many as we could find, and we have, her story has reached clear across the United States, but we're just not really getting any local resources, or, you know, even like in California. And especially we've had the Press Democrat did a wonderful article for her. And we've had some other smaller independent newspapers do stories on her. Anytime we see something where somebody posts a missing person flyer, we're messaging them saying, hey, can you post ours too?
At the end of September, friends, family, and supporters took part in the California Indian Days Parade in Covelo. A riderless horse was led through in her honor to signify the missing rider, Khadijah Rose Britton. Others carried banners, signs, and drove vehicles decorated with her photos. They wanted to honor Khadijah while also putting pressure on those who know what happened to her and where she might be. Recently, the Round Valley Indian Tribes issued a news statement. Part of that read, "The Tribal Council of the Round Valley Indian Tribes is urging anyone who knows the whereabouts of Khadijah Rose Britton to come forward. There is a general knowledge amongst many tribal members that someone knows Khadijah's whereabouts and are too afraid of possible consequences to come forward. As the leaders of this tribe, we urge these people to come forward. The family of Khadijah Britton deserves to know the whereabouts of their precious child and to have peace of mind. The impact of Khadijah's absence has been devastating for everyone who loved her. One of her family members wrote a beautiful poem about her. Khadijah Rose Britton is her name. Like a rose with thorns, she is loved just the same. She is a daughter, sister, auntie, niece, and friend. When will this horrible sadness end? You know the truth will set you free. Karma's an itch, and eventually she will find her way to thee. Khadijah Rose Britton is her name. Yeah, you read that right. Do you feel her family's pain? I feel it every day, like a broken record stuck on replay. She's a victim of the thugs, a victim of false hugs. She should be bawling the court, not missing from her family's fort. A beautiful rose on the vine, plucked from her people, such a horrible crime. When will others see Khadijah Rose is no different from you or me? Open your eyes, stop feeding the lies. Khadijah Rose Britton is her name. It's so sad and messed up that this is how she made her fame. A beautiful girl with such a beautiful smile. You'd click with her on the dot without a second thought. Give her loyalty, she gives it right back. A lover, a fighter, she'll ride through the night with the pack. Mommy and daddy's girl, even if there was grief, her parents are her world. She loves her sisters and brothers. To some, she would even act as a mother. She has a heart, and it is true. Khadijah Rose Britton, where are you? Another one of Khadijah's little cousins wrote a letter for this episode. 9-year-old Clayton spoke about how she was such a good cousin, and also about the last time he saw Khadijah. I miss Deja. She was such a good cousin. She always teased me, or tickled me, or chased me around when I teased her back. She used to text me back when I would have my mom's phone. We would send emojis to each other and try to make sentences. She never got annoyed by me. She'd text me as long as I did, with just emojis. The last night I saw her, she told me to tell my mom she would be right back. She never came back. I never saw her again. I think about that night all the time. There's this song called Home. That's Deja's favorite song. I miss her. So what happened to Khadijah after she was abducted at gunpoint? This isn't a case that's mysterious. The mystery here is, where is Khadijah? Her family wants to bring her home, and they deserve justice. Currently, they worry that the prime suspect in the case could harm them or someone else. Her family keeps searching, hoping that they'll find Khadijah, or even just a clue as to where she could be. If you have any information about the disappearance of Khadijah Britton, please call the Mendocino County Sheriff's Dispatch Center at 707-463-4086 or the Sheriff's Tip Line at 707-234-2100. If you'd like to follow her case on Facebook, there's a Facebook group called Help Find Khadijah Britton.
I mean, he could be anywhere, you know, and it's really crazy because we don't know who's supporting him and who's not, and who's doing his dirty work and who's not, because he has people, obviously, that's helping him, and we don't even know who that is. It's pretty bad. He also, his kids were taken from here and moved out of here when he was arrested, so he basically has nothing to lose, and there's no reason for him to be here because he's transient, but he still refuses to leave. He's just here to torment us, basically. I mean, just seeing him, and it's causing a lot of hostility. He doesn't really come out in the open. Like, you won't see him in the stores or anything. You'll just see him when you least expect him. And when our family tries to talk to him, he refuses to talk, or he'll hide from them, or he won't come out. He's that monster that you warn your kids about.
Thank you. That brings us to the end of episode 144. I'd like to thank Laura for speaking to us for the show. I wanted to mention that October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. If you or someone you love are in an abusive relationship, you can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline 24/7. The phone number is 1-800-799-7233. You can also chat with them online at thehotline.org. If you have a missing loved one that you'd like to have featured on the show, there's a case submission form at thevanishedpodcast.com. If you'd like to contact me, there's a page and a discussion group on Facebook. I'm on Twitter at thevanishedpod and also on Instagram. If you enjoy this show, subscribe now and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Wondery.com, or wherever you're listening right now. Do you want to help support the show? There are a couple things that you can do. One way to help The Vanished is by supporting our sponsors. You can find links and promo codes in the episode notes. Another way to support the show is by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey. Join me next time. I'll be covering a case from Indiana. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just 3 simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
It's all a lighthearted nightmare on our podcast, Morbid.
We're your hosts. I'm Alina Urquhart.
And I'm Ash Kelly.
And our show is part true crime, part spooky, and part comedy.
The stories we cover are well-researched.
He claimed and confessed to officially killing up to 28 people.
With a touch of humor.
I'd just like to go ahead and say that if there's no band called Malevolent Deity,
that is pretty great.
A dash of sarcasm and just garnished a bit with a little bit of cursing.
This motherfucker lied.
Like a liar.
Like a liar.
And if you're a weirdo like us and love to cozy up to a creepy tale of the paranormal,
or you love to hop in the Wayback Machine and dissect the details of some of history's most notorious crimes,
you should tune in to our podcast, Morbid. Follow Morbid on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to episodes early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.